We're in the middle of learning the laws of Pesach, specifically in Siman Tuf Ayin Beis, the laws of Dini Hatsiva, of reclining, as well as the Arba Kosos. The Machaber tells us that Yisader Shulchano Bekelim Noyim Kifi Kocho. That generally a person would think, during the 51 weeks of the year, so if I'm going to have something nice, obviously it would make more sense for me to use it then. Why would I want to waste my most precious, the most beautiful kalim of different things to put on my table just for Pesach? Makes more sense. Probably have it for all 51 weeks. The reality is that's reverse thinking of halacha. The halacha tells us that specifically on Pesach itself is the time which a person should spare no expense, and that is when they should take the nicest kelim out, specifically on Pesach. The Yochin Makom Moshovo, Sheyeshe Batsiba Derecheres. Also, you should make sure to find a nice place that where you sit, that you'll be able to recline, and recline in a way which shows Derecheres that you are free. We'll discuss exactly the proper way of reclining in the next sif, as well as a little bit in the Piskei Tshuvos in this one. So before we get into that, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the idea of why it's emphasized taking out your finest of vessels. It says, V'yafa gav v'chol hashana tovu ma'ayt b'zeh mishum zecho l'chorba. That when it comes to the rest of the year, because of zecho l'chorba, in which there's specific halachos, that it's fascinating to learn, because we are in Golos, did not have the Beis Hamikdash, we have yet to be redeemed, therefore we should not have the finest of luxuries. However, B'leil Pesach mitzvah l'harbos, when it comes to the night of Pesach, which we are reminding ourselves of the Geula, that we were in fact redeemed, therefore the whole idea of the Zecho Chorban is uplifted, at least for that time. Shezeho b'chol derecheres. This is a way of showing being free. Not only that, it said about the Maharil, shekeshehayu b'yadu kelim noyim, that when he had nice things, lo hayim mishtamish behem mishum pam, he never used them. However, rak b'pesach, hayim minhago, lohasim osam, etzel hashulchan. That's when he took out all his most beautiful of things, and he placed them on the table. So the Mechaber then continues and says that Keshu may say, when a person climbs, lo yatel gabov lo aponav lo al yamino el al smolo. That when a person reclines, you should not lean back or the front or the right, but rather we lean, as we know, always to our left. And the reason for the left as opposed to the right, the Mishnah Berurah gives us two reasons. It says, V'lo al yamino, the reason why we do not lean on our right side, is D'lo Shma Hatsiba. This is not really the normal way a person would recline. And if you would think about it logically, a person who's leaning on their right side, so, and you're a righty, Kivan Shetzarcho Echol B'yamino, a person would generally eat with their stronger hand, and by putting food in their right hand, it would be prohibitive, it would be very difficult, because you're already leaning on this side, so your hand is being blocked. And therefore, the logical way is to lean on your left, so this way your left hand is kind of being lodged against something, but now you have your right hand free, so you'll be able to eat. So just practically speaking, that is the more comfortable way that a person would eat, by leaning on their left. More familiar reason, V'od tam achayesh, is another reason, the shemi yachtin kunal leveshet. There's the concern of choking. If a person would lean to their right, so if a person leans on their right, it will potentially cause food to be lodged in the trachea, and therefore, because of that, by leaning on the left, it's less of an issue of that happening, and therefore, for safety reasons, that's the reason why one leans to the left. So those are the two reasons cited. Now the Rama asks the question, what if you are a lefty? So the Rama says, "Ein chiluk bein iter la'acher." Doesn't make a difference if you're a righty, like the majority of the world, or lefty, like myself. Nonetheless, you always lean to your left. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Ratzalam degam iter tzarach lahasev al smol kol adam." You have to lean on your left, even though when it comes to a lefty, there's specific halachos that, even though it is my left hand, but since it's my dominant stronger hand, a person is supposed to do the mitzvos with the more strong, the stronger dominant hand, which is generally right. So when it comes to a lot of halachos, when it's supposed to, a lefty is supposed to use their left hand as opposed to the right hand, because it represents the chashivas of the mitzvah of doing something which is the more dominant, stronger hand. But not when it comes to leaning. He says, V'afal gav, dehu ochel tamid b'smolo. Let's say this is typically a person would lean on their left side. V'im kein latam rishon hoyet tzarech leisam l'yamina. It would make more sense for a lefty to lean on their right, because if they're lefties, which means they would normally eat with their left hand, it's easier and more comfortable to use your left hand by leaning on your right, as opposed to being leaning on your left, and your left hand is kind of blocked as to where you're leaning. We don't care. Tom Shaney, we emphasize more the second reason. That is true, that there is this concept, the first reason that we established, of comfort and the way that typically you would eat, and leaning to a lefty leaning on his left doesn't really show much comfort for that person. But nonetheless, when we're dealing with sakana, chamira sakanta misur, we're very, very particular to make sure that one's safety is never compromised, and therefore we would have the lefty always lean also on his left. However, he gives a very interesting kula, which does not apply to righties, but fortunately it's actually the one advantage of being a lefty, is this kula. When it comes to a righty, you never have to lean on the right side. But when it comes to a lefty, if you're not supposed to do it this way, but if you leaned on your right side, you still fulfilled some concept of haseva, of reclining on Pesach, because of the first reason, which still applies to a lefty. So that's the one advantage that I have. Still worthwhile being a righty. Don't switch. Anyway, just in conclusion, just to share one other thought about reclining found in the Piskei Tshuvos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah uses the language that you should have your head leaning toward the left. Now, even though that's true, that which he says, it's found in the Mishnah Berurah that says only the head, lav dafka. That's not really what it's referring to. Ratzo lomar, rosho varubo. It's not enough when it comes to reclining on the Seder just to recline and move your head in this fashion. That's not considered to be chayrus. That's not a form of showing one's freedom. But rather, one would need to recline their rosh, their head, as well as rubo, the majority of their body, which means that actually leaning your body toward the left as well. Ki sar hasevus gufo. You have to actually recline the body. Avo hasevus rosh bavad. Just the leaning, the movement of the head toward the left. He says the ein klal haseva. That's not considered reclining. Velo yotzedecho vaso. A person who reclines in this way has not fulfilled the elements of this evening of reclining on Pesach night. He says, "V'im ein lo karim." Let's say a person does not have pillows or blankets in which they can recline their head as well as their body. Yashin rosh shel beruba al kisei. You could lean your body on a chair. Maybe have like an armrest or something. Kedoma, something similar to it. O al seifav o berkav shel chavero. You could lean on your neighbor. You have to ask him permission first. Abul Hamid Atzmo Ba'avir. Amatim Atzmo Ba'avir. Below Hashin. Ein Zu Haseva Shein Zeder Cheirus. Sometimes you'll see in a situation, you just have a regular chair, and you see people just leaning, and they're leaning against nothing. They're sitting down, they're leaning, and there's just Avir, there's just air. So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us that that is not considered halachically or proper reclining, she'en zeder cheros, because this is clearly not the way that a free person would recline. Their act of reclining is something which they really did as signs of comfort. And as a sign of comfort, just leaning into avir, into the air, that is not true leaning, and therefore a person has to be more cautious when it comes to this element of the Seder to make sure that the leaning is done properly.